It's in God's plan. The same thing happened to Joseph.
That's what you're trying to say. It's a big deal. Sure, God. Are you sure you want to send me there?
Not even God will allow us to mess up his plans.
Man, but God is just... We can't comprehend fully.
Like, no, it's not... The math is not mathing.
It's definitely something I need to work on.
3, 2, 1. Here we go!
Welcome to Another Day, Another Way podcast, where we get real about college, young adult life, and we, every day, we try to live in a better way. My name is Jose.
My name is Marlon.
And my name is Fernanda.
Woo! Yeah. There you go. All right. I have a very important question for y'all.
Oh, did you see that? Yeah, sorry.
Go ahead.
Have you ever faced a situation?
Situation?
Where you've had to let go of control and fully rely on God?
Yeah.
Yeah. Too many.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened?
Oh, me? Well, you know, life can be hard sometimes when you... Okay, I'm being honest.
Life be lifing,
but I'm being honest. One of my weaknesses is liking the no. Not knowing what's going to happen sometimes stresses me out. I don't know. Do y'all agree with that?
Like in the no?
Like, how can I say that?
Like liking the mystery?
No. Like, I don't like mystery.
Oh, you don't like the...
So you want to know everything.
Yeah. This is so bad. But like, when it goes out of control, it scares me. Mm-hmm. Because I'm like, am I doing the right thing? Am I like about to mess up big?
So you like to control.
That's what I didn't want to say. That's not what
it is. I'll say it for you.
No.
I'm not ashamed.
Well, yeah. So I guess so. That's one of the things that I deal with. It's like when it goes out of control. When it's out of my hands, I'm like, what's going to happen next? Mm-hmm. And sometimes I don't particularly like it. I'm being honest.
You are very...
controlling?
No!
Is that what you're trying to say, Marlon?
No, I wouldn't say that. I was gonna say
planned.
No.
Like a planned person. Yeah. Like at your party, you said you don't like your number one pet peeve is like when people cancel plans on you at the last minute.
Yes.
And that's because you, yeah. And for me, I don't have a problem with it, right? Like, I just. Like, for example, it's like, oh, well, okay, well, what can you do about it? So I was like, okay.
You're more go with the flow type of person, which I think both of you are more go with the flow. And I think you'll enjoy life a little bit more because y'all are not stressed.
You know what you gotta do?
Tell me.
You gotta go fishing.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Sheesh! Yes, I didn't catch
that. Oh my gosh. I don't like fishing.
I got myself a big one.
When?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
A big one.
Yeah, I got me. There's this little pond, and I got like a little fish like this.
Really?
Yeah, but I had to put it back.
No,
I always put them back in the
He was not done growing. Do you like fishing, Marvin?
Yeah. I used to fish when I was little, and that's when I would catch stuff. And then when I grew up, I don't know what happened to the ponds around here. I don't catch nothing.
There's something that got stocked. I like those. They're fun.
Yeah.
I don't like fishing. You need to be quiet the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you scare them. No? That's what I was told whenever we would go fishing. He's like, Fernanda, don't talk.
Yeah, because they just wanted to be quiet. You're a little bit too much. You're just like, yeah, that's good. So you just be quiet. Truth hurts, huh?
I don't like this. Can you direct your questions to Marlon?
Marlon!
Yeah.
Answer it.
The question.
Right. Which
what
is?
Was the question?
The question for you?
No, I got it. The question was, when in times have you like felt the need of being in control?
No.
Oh my goodness.
No, but like the times in your life when you have felt like things have gone like bad.
You want me to tell you the question?
I changed it to that. I was answering his question.
Because she likes to be in control. That's why.
I like plans. I like plans. Am I alone in this, people? Please say, if you like plans, please comment down below and say, yeah, Fernanda's right. Never mind.
It was, have you ever faced a situation where you had to let go of control and fully rely on God?
See, that's what I said.
No,
you did not.
I feel like God puts those decisions in your life, though. Kind of like, I don't know how you would word it, but there are those moments where you just have no other option. Like, you know, I'm kind of, that's kind of why I'm go with the flow. It's like, okay, I can't do nothing about it. So it's just more of like, okay, God, it's yours, I guess.
Lord,
not
take guess. The
it's
wheel.
Not, it's not like I guess, but it's like, well, it's not like I can do anything, so I might as well. You have it and trust. See what happens.
Yeah, and I don't think it's easy, though. Because, like how you said, Jose, letting go of control can be hard. But it's whenever you're like, you know, God's will for my life is way better than anything that I could plan. And sometimes, like, what I do is not going to be beneficial for me. But he knows me better. He knows what I need. Whatever he is saying is literally what's going to happen, but it's going to be easier. What?
Did you hit record?
No.
Oh my goodness, Fed.
I'll hit record.
Hit record right now.
Where is it? Top right.
But that's not recording.
There we go. Now it's recording. So now it's going to be recording your Switch.
But it's not record. It doesn't say, it still says zero.
You see the record that starts moving?
Oh, I'm so sorry, Brother Rusty.
Brother Rusty's going to get on you. You're going to make it work so much more. Because you were doing good with the switching.
I was doing good with the switching.
But not good enough.
That's not funny.
I was really, okay, I'm so sorry, but we're going to keep going. What was I saying?
It's not easy to give up control.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on.
It's God's will.
Yeah, God's will is way better than what I would have wanted. So it's whenever you decide, you're like, you know what? I think I know better, but I know that I don't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm literally going to give it to him. And it's way easier to live life like that, knowing that whatever I do, it's because I'm trying to honor him.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of trying to fight it. Because whenever you fight it, that's when, like, life is just a little bit harder because you're trying to go against God's will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like what you said, too. Like, you have so many things on in your mind, and you're trying to battle all those, like, different outcomes. Mm-hmm. You're like, okay, but if I do this, I may be giving it to God, but my mind's still racing. It's like, okay, but, like, this, and that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, well, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
It's not easy.
It's hard. Human desires against God's will.
Yes.
And it's not the easiest thing to say no to what we want. Because just humans are always, oh, me. Mm-hmm. What can I do, like, make this easier for me?
Mm-hmm.
But God's plan or God's will is the best thing for us. It might not be the easiest thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
It might be having to do some decisions that are, like, very, like, life-changing events.
And you might be like, are you sure, God? Are you sure you want to send me there?
And it's crazy how we think that us people, us humans, can go like that to God and say, I don't know if that's, like, the best thing for my life at the moment. It's crazy that we think we are able to just do that.
Yeah.
And it's definitely something I need to work on.
Yeah.
Like, think about it. It's like, yeah, it's you just got to give God, like, full control.
It's like we forget who we're talking to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about belittling Jesus. Sometimes we try to put him in our own, like,
human
level.
Minds that we can comprehend, but God is just, we can't comprehend fully. We can't grasp the full, you know, thing. It's just, yeah, we can't bound them to like human things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know? And that's when you say, I trust you, and mm-hmm. I'll let go.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that I, as humans, I know that I might not be the only one saying, I let go and I trust.
It's literally faith in God. Mm-hmm. Do you, you just gotta have a humongous amount of faith in God. Speaking about that, having faith in God and trusting God's plan, the same thing happened to Joseph. You know, the man literally was engaged to Mary. And then, you know, out of nowhere, she's pregnant.
It's crazy.
In the people's eyes, that would be a very bad thing. You know, to human eyes.
They're whispering. The pss, pss,
pss, pss. Yeah, whispers. Yeah, everything's yeah, like, yeah. This is bad. And there's like very like bad things that would happen mm-hmm. if someone was caught doing that. So Joseph was planning on doing it like down low, you know, because he was a gentleman.
Mm-hmm. He really was.
So,
but he responded like a real man. Like,
yeah,
he I'm sure they Mary, like, imagine Mary, like, okay, this angel just talked to me that I'm pregnant. How am I going to tell this to my husband?
Yeah.
My fiance, yeah.
My fiance.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
My fiance is just like, he didn't believe her.
That is so true.
And that's when God came in.
Mm-hmm.
God gave Joseph a vision in his dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Or it was a dream, but it was vision, dreams, yeah. And it was an angel telling him, right here, Matthew 1, verse 20 to 21. Yeah. And it says, but as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So this is Joseph, a very like respected man. You know, in that time, honor your name, family name is very important.
Yeah.
And then out of nowhere, the woman that he's planning on marrying, they're not married yet, is pregnant. That can hurt his reputation. That can hurt everything in this time, which is very important. Yeah?
They're not married, but literally being betrothed,
yeah,
it's already like being engaged. It, mm-hmm. Here at the bottom of in my Bible, it says, that is legally pledged. Mm-hmm. To be married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's like, it's everyone knows that she is off limits. It's not just about the ring. It's like, mm-hmm. everyone knows.
That's why it's so important.
It's, I heard a sermon about the birth or around the birth of Jesus and Mary story. Mm-hmm. And
the conception.
Mm-hmm. And they would have this period of 12 months where Joseph and Mary would be married, but they wouldn't have any like sexual relationships. Mm-hmm. So that's like, that was during this time where mm-hmm. it was a year that they were married, because marriage happened in three steps. It was their parents got together and they're mm-hmm. like, you're going to marry my son. You're going to marry my daughter. And then it was the waiting period. And then it was the ceremony where they like officially got married.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how relationships were done back then. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like a big deal. Like that's what you're trying
it's
to say. It's
deal.
A big deal. Mm-hmm. They were betrothed.
Yeah.
So it's not like now times like, oh, we're dating or oh yeah. You know, it's just like we're engaged, we're getting married.
Talking.
Yeah. It's like, nah, this is happening.
Yeah.
But yeah. So he was given this vision by God. An angel showed up and everything. And then that was the prophecy. It's like mm-hmm. becoming true on verse 23 is, behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel.
Which means God with us.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then on 24 it says, Joseph woke up from his sleep, and he did as the angel of the Lord commanded to him. Mm-hmm. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son,
mm-hmm.
and called his name Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So this is Joseph doing what God wanted him to do. His will, trusting God's plan. So, yeah, this is a humongous step because his name is so important. You got to protect it. But he's like, God told me this and this and this. Mm-hmm. And this is what's going to happen. Will y'all be able to, like, do such a big thing like that?
He responded like a man.
Explain that.
Like a man. Like, he heard, from my point of view, he heard Mary out.
Mm-hmm.
They were probably talking about, like, what they were going to do when they got married, you know? They were probably talking about, like, what wagon they were going to buy, like, what piece of land they were going to buy, right? What they were going to do, right? And then she comes up with this, she tells him, he's like, hey, so the Holy Spirit told me that I'm going to bear a son.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, but how? I haven't even touched you yet, mm-hmm. right? So we see that Joseph did not believe Mary at all. He was
yeah.
Like, so
like you're saying like a flesh, mm-hmm. fleshly man.
Like personally, like he's like a man. Like I'm gonna feel some type of way if like my fiance told me like I'm gonna have a child.
And it's not because I slept with somebody else. It's yeah. It just
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
It'd be
it's like Mary, you might have like drunk too much of that wine last night or something. Because there's no way.
There's no but that's way. So true.
Yeah.
You're like, if somebody told you that, you'd be like,
yeah,
come again.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how it works.
Yeah, that's yeah. science. Have you heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, yeah. It's not. The math is not mathing.
And,
so, yeah.
And like Jose was saying, he responded in that sense of a man. But
yeah.
then he also responded like a righteous man by knowing that if he were to divorce her publicly, that the punishment for adultery, basically,
mm-hmm.
In that time was they were going to take her out to the city gates and they were going to stone her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he's basically showing grace
yeah.
to her. And yeah. I know me personally, probably I probably wouldn't have believed her either. I probably would have responded the same as Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew, probably knowing Joseph, he probably loved Mary. He didn't want to mm-hmm. do that to her. So he tried to divorce her quietly.
Yeah. And the word, key word, divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there is only one instance when in the Bible it says that divorce is okay and it's mm-hmm. adultery. Some people say that that's not even true anymore. We can talk about that in the future, but like the word
mm-hmm.
divorce, it just shows how big of a commitment they had already mm-hmm. done. Yeah. Sorry.
No, yeah. So I definitely think I would have taken that same stance as Joseph. And I found it interesting too that the angel came to him in a dream. He was probably like so many things going on in his mind. He was like, he was probably stressed. He was probably sad.
Overthinking.
And he was probably just like, sometimes when we're having a bad day or we're overthinking, the best thing to do is just go to sleep. He didn't even go out to like a mountain and pray mm-hmm. or anything. Mm-hmm. He just got, I don't know what's going on. I just knocked out. And that's when the Lord came to him and gave him that word
mm-hmm.
of like, no, this is from the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. From the Holy Spirit.
This is from
yeah.
me.
The one and only.
And then Joseph trusting God and his plan, what did it lead to? Led to the Savior of the world being born,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
which led to so many people being saved and believing in his name and what he did.
It led to us.
It led to us knowing about him
mm-hmm. yeah.
and trusting him.
Led to this podcast.
It did lead to this Another Day, Another Way podcast.
Yeah.
Shameless plug.
And also another instance where Joseph did this was after Jesus was born.
Mm-hmm.
King or not king.
Yeah.
Yeah. King Herod.
King Herod.
Was it a king?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, when he knew that there was, well, he was told by the
wise men
that there was a new king mm-hmm. that was born, that was going to lead.
The king of the Jews.
Yeah.
He was like, who is this?
Like, I'm the only king. Mm-hmm. You think you're the king?
No.
I'm the king.
Yeah. Because it was prophesying.
Yeah. So he was like, okay, you know what? This ain't gonna happen. Yeah. So I'm every single baby, mm-hmm. two and under. Mm-hmm. But then
I like the way you're explaining things.
He sent another angel to Joseph in his mm-hmm. dreams again and told him, you gotta get up out of here. You gotta go to Egypt. Egypt is far from where they were. it's a whole different like change. I don't know. They've probably never been in Egypt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, Jesus, it was his first time there.
Yeah. So it's like moving your whole life from this place, and out of nowhere on your dream, it tells you, oh, yeah, this guy's trying to kill all the babies.
Yeah.
You got to move over here.
Mm-hmm.
Just trusting that too saved Jesus, you know? Like, God's plan is just keeping everybody safe, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It also gave Mary credibility. Because Mary said, an angel came. Now the angel was coming to Joseph. So that one thing he was like so afraid of and being like, that's not even true.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening to him. So it literally is like God is talking to us. He is the one that like it reinforced that Jesus is the Son of God, that Jesus is Emmanuel.
Yeah.
So isn't it interesting that in our own doubt, that's when we can also grow. And like Jesus uses that to help us depend on him a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then these two times that Joseph like trusted God and did what he was told, it accomplished or like completed like the prophecies that were given out
in Isaiah
years ago. Mm-hmm. Like so long ago. It completed just because he obeyed God and his plan and his will.
Yeah. Yeah. And then after that one, he was also, another angel appeared after whenever they were in Egypt, and it was like, okay, it's time to go now.
Yeah.
And it fulfilled the prophecy of like, out of Egypt, my son will come.
Yeah.
So it's just super cool.
Yeah.
I would like to bring up the point too that we were talking about leaving things in God's hands, just like Joseph did.
Mm-hmm.
At first, he didn't. He could have like, he didn't respond with the,
oh, yeah.
Oh, that's great, Mary. You are pregnant. That is great. That is
so great. So he's British now?
Well, you know, like, oh, what a lovely thing to hear, you know?
Yeah.
But, so.
Anyways, I shall be seeing you.
Yeah. he didn't believe her. He didn't think so. And as we were talking about leaving things in God's hands, sometimes not even God will allow us to mess up his plans, because his plans was for this coming king to come to this world himself incarnated. I think that's a good point to come and save us. It was prophesied. The prophets have been talking about it. And Joseph, even in part of his disobedience, God was not going to let him ruin this. So.
Yeah.
It just comes to show how sometimes God would not even like allow us to mess up, not even to derail his plans.
He takes care of us even when we try not to let him. Yeah, that's a good point. Thank you, Marlon.
Yeah.
We're stubborn.
Yeah. You just gotta learn how to trust God's plan. And it's not gonna be the easiest thing to do.
No.
It's definitely not.
It is not.
But it's what we should do.
Mm-hmm.
And what we should strive to do every single day and every single little decision, even the little small ones.
Yes.
We got to look for God's will and God's plan.
Because
if it's just what we want, that's probably not even going to work out most of the time. That's probably going to do us more hurt, more pain, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But you just got to trust God, and he has a plan.
He has a plan.
He's all knowing.
Yeah. Amen to that.
Yeah. So you just got to trust him.
Trust him. Trust the Lord.
Yeah.
Trust.
I think this was a good conversation.
I enjoyed this. Thank you. Thank you so much for leading this. It was, if you guys have not read Matthew's chapters 1 and 2, you should. It literally, chapter 1 focuses on the genealogy of Jesus.
Bro, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. But I was reading that. It goes all the way from Abraham all down to Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, it goes in a straight line to Jesus. It's crazy.
No, but then you're right. Okay, Madeline, say the thing that you said in the text message.
Oh, yeah. So the thing about the genealogies that I found interesting and that I heard about too is that, yes, it goes down from Abraham
to David to
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like exactly like boom, 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 right? There's a few people that Matthew left out on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason... what I said in the text was that if you read it, there's women mentioned in the genealogy.
Mm-hmm.
Why is there women? Like, this gives us a question. This this makes us question why there's women. Because at the time, Matthew, he was probably, what, 30-something years old?
Mm-hmm.
He was writing this gospel. He was like, okay, knowing Matthew, who he was a tax collector. He was very skilled in numbers, he was a very good literature writer. So this is how he presented this genealogy. And he started from Abraham. Well, first he gave Jesus three titles. Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Usually people just call him Jesus. Jesus of Nazareth. That was his name.
Verse
1.
Oh, yeah. The two.
He gives him three titles. Jesus Christ, meaning the chosen one. The Christ means savior, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gives him another title, son of David. And then another title, son of Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So from there, he introduces him. And then because this gospel is to a Jewish audience,
mm-hmm.
he then lists Abraham, father Isaac, verse 2. Isaac, father Jacob. Jacob, father Judah and his brothers. If we go down, verse 3, Judah fathered Perez and Sarah by Tamar. Who is Tamar? Tamar was the woman that, if y'all remember, was married to Judah's three sons.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One of them died. The other one didn't want to give her children. And then the Lord ended up killing him because of that. And then she had to become a prostitute, basically, bear children to Judah.
Mm-hmm.
And then he names another woman. And what I found so interesting was that during this time, these are the only women ever mentioned in the genealogy because they are important here. So we look, if we just fast forward, he mentions Tamar, Rahab, Ruth, and Bathsheba.
The wife of Uriah.
Yeah, it was Uriah.
So Matthew puts these four women in to compare to the fifth one, which was Mary.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why he does that was because these women, their stories aren't pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Like we said, Tamar had to become a prostitute. Ruth, you know Ruth, she was from basically like the hood. She was from like a very bad city. Her husband died and she went with her stepmother.
Yeah. From Oblock.
Yeah. So, and then she sees this guy, Boaz,
mm-hmm.
and she just, she goes to his room
mm-hmm.
and tells him, "Will you marry me?"
Mm-hmm.
It's like, during that time, it was either like your parents arranged or the man went to the woman. So she was bold. So
she didn't want to be single.
Uh-huh. So all these women do not have pretty stories.
Yeah. But the reason she didn't want to be single is because a woman in that time without a man was basically like,
no,
they couldn't survive.
No.
So that's why. Not because you guys need to go and be like, do you want to be my husband now? Like, that's not what we're saying.
So we see that. We see that all these women, God worked through them.
Mm-hmm.
And Matthew's telling the Jewish audience that's reading this, he's like, if God could work and move in such a way through these women, because if we look at Tamar, if Tamar hadn't had to prostitute herself, become a prostitute, and bear a child, the line of David, the
would have stopped.
Would have stopped. We wouldn't have Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
If God planned and worked through all these women so perfectly so that they would all lead to Jesus. And he's basically telling them that if y'all don't believe that Mary, being a virgin, had a son conceived by the Holy Spirit, God was borrowing her womb. God borrowed her womb to bear the Savior of this world. Then he's basically showing them that that's what happened. And if God could use this woman, he can surely use Mary as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a good point.
Yeah. He can use us. And I think that is a perfect segue, Jose.
Yeah. So this episode is going to be part of three.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the first part. I hope y'all liked it. And we'll see you next Friday with part two.
Perfect. Guys, thank you so much. I hope you guys have a great weekend and following week.
Yes. All right. Bye.
Bye.